Okay, would you be more likely to say to hoe cotton than to chop cotton?
Either one, hoe cotton or chop cotton.
Okay, and what do you call grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
Weeds.
Okay, can you name any different varieties that grew around here? You remember anybody talking about, well, that's really a lot of that kind of weeds?
Oh.
Or?
Coffee weeds, kookaburras, tredsay, brass.
What was that one?
Tredsay.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
It's plenty of
that. That was right.
That's right. They'd stick and things, but coffee weeds and tredsay and...
What about Johnson
grass? Johnson grass and kookaburras.
Okay, and how was the field? I mean, well, good. The word you used to describe the different areas on the farm, you said you might have over here corn
patch,
and over here
a cotton patch.
Okay, and what about another word? What other words did you use to describe an area like that? Maybe it'd be larger or smaller than a patch. That's a big...
The big cotton patch would be just a plot. It could be a small cotton plot, a small corn plot.
Okay, what about if it were quite large?
It would be a field.
Okay.
Large field.
All right, and what kind of fences did you all have, or do you have around on the farm now?
Well, it was plank fences or rail fences. But now it's wire, barbed wire fences, or hog wire.
And hog wire, what kind is that?
It's a mesh out there that comes just about this high, and then you put barbed wire on the top to keep the cows from getting out of that's where I was sitting.
Right, all right. And what's the difference? Did you have the kind of plank fences? Was that the kind that went straight up or
went
horizontal?
Horizontal.
Okay, and would there be spaces in between?
Oh, yes.
And you just call them a plank fence?
Just a plank fence. Case one right across the road.
Okay. What about picket fence?
You could have a picket fence.
And that would be?
That would be go up and down. A picket fence is the smaller, it goes straight up and down, just a little spaces between.
And is that more likely to be used maybe around the house?
About around the house. You wouldn't use a big farm for a picket fence.
Okay, or a paling fence.
Or a paling fence could be either one, or rail.
And the rail fence?
Rail fence was great big long things, and they would be crossed like this, and then they would go this way and then turn back that way.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that called a worm fence?
No. I never heard it called worm fence. That's always rail fence.
Rail fence. Okay. Are there any of them around here now?
No, not right close around. You might find some way back in the, but not close around in this section.
Okay. And if you set up a wire fence, you have to dig holes for the
post.
And one is a one
post
and many?
Many posts.
Okay. And what about a fence made of loose stone or rock that they might have piled up? What would they have had that kind around here?
Not around in this section, no.
Okay. And if you wanted a hen to start laying, would you put something in her nest to fool her? Do you know what that
put an egg in?
Okay, and what would that egg be made of, maybe?
Well, it was way back yonder, they used to have these plastic, glass egg. But